Hey, what's up, man? This is Sam from the Just Talking with Sam show. Honestly, this week, I have to say, man, is a very, very, very unfunny week. I mean, you got the Aurora tragedy happen. You got just endless things. You got Fred Willard masturbating in the fucking theater. Then on top of that, to end it all off, Sherman Hemsley died? Fucking George Jefferson himself died this week. This is a very unfunny week on a national scale. So I didn't want to do that hipster shit and have a show where we didn't address that. But then on top of that, everything in our own personal lives, in my own personal life, getting people on a show, that didn't exactly work out either. People's schedules, everything just fell apart. This has been the worst week to ever have a podcast. So in the midst of having a very, very, very unfunny week, we're still doing an SMS, and one of the guys who was supposed to do it with us today, you know, show some love with the Aurora tragedies, and he's working on a benefit. And when he called me, he said, you know, he was a little upset. I told him straight up, dude, go do what you got to do. As far as that, we'll reschedule some other time. But since the fact that he had to reschedule means I don't have a guest. And in the wake of a very unfunny week, what we're going to do, we're going to try to bring the funny back. We're going to bring some of the best clips that from the Just Talking with Sam show that, you know, maybe we got some listeners because of the SMS, and hopefully this will bring some people on board. Hopefully this will boost some morale, but you better believe we coming back in the game with some new stuff next week. But right now, let's listen to the classics, man. And I'll be DJing this thing, and I'm going to pick some of my favorite clips from the Just Talking with Sam show, and we're going to go from there. But first, before we get into all of that, from my man Sherman Hemsley, I'm finna play a song and we'll get the show rolling. Here it is, man.
Well, we're moving on now.
Say a boring story. I have a button on here that makes all of her stories funny. No bullshit. You can say the worst thing possible. You know, try it out. Like, you see how she's talking to her cousin or whoever the fuck she's talking to because she had to run out and take the call? Okay. Say the worst thing you can think of. Just go. And just,
what do you mean the worst thing I could think of?
Go. Just say whatever you want. Just the worst thing you can think of. Just start talking and just try to make me say it. Come on. I want to try it on you and see if it works. You're a naturally funny person, so it just may increase your funniness, but just try it. Just try me. Trust me.
You look like a grease spot in a white shirt.
Just keep going. See, you laughing already. We all over the place on this fucking show. But anyway, she'll come in. Remember I was telling you, like, how she takes the funny out of, like, jokes and she makes the literal translations, like, oh, such and such actually do have cancer. You just saw her do it a minute ago. Like, such and such do have cancer and blah, blah, blah. I have a button, because I used to just play with her seriousness. Just talk about cancer for a second.
No, I don't want to talk about cancer.
Why not?
Because my granddad died from cancer.
And it's a horrible thing.
My great-aunt died from cancer.
And it's a disease that's sweeping the nation. Here's the funny button. Now, can you say that sentence just exactly as you said it one more time?
My granddad died.
Keep going.
My great-aunt.
It makes everything! You can say the worst things possible.
If you cut somebody off with that.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, look, we should try it out. Look, I was watching the news today about this girl on 7 Mile who got raped, and all she did was just go to school. What is it?
Oh my god.
I'm serious, it makes anything you say funny.
No, I actually read on the internet where this is. No, this is a true story.
Just tell me about it.
I can't tell you about it over this music.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry.
This little 4-year-old boy in North Carolina mm-hmm. was actually murdered by his common law stepfather.
By his common law stepfather.
Never mind, the story is over, okay?
All right. You see how effective that button is? It makes anything you say funny! Man, I hope y'all enjoyed that. That was my girl Marlene, and we sitting back kicking it. But having Marlene on the show, we usually do this, but we got to do it now. We got to get paid. Look, it is what it is. I don't have a guest in here while I'm pushing these buttons, but I want you to go to SamShowNation.com and check out Petco. Or excuse me, PetSmart. Oh shit. Oh. Let's try this again. I want you to go to SamShowNation.com and click the link for PetSmart. When it comes down to it, look, I know y'all care for y'all pets. I know that's what y'all want to do, but when it comes down to it, I want to look out for y'all who look out for the pets. So, let's just say you love your pets and you come down to PetSmart. You don't have to go. You don't even have to leave your house. You can spend all the time you want with your pets at your house. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the PetSmart link, and you can just buy whatever your pet need. And check this out. Free shipping on my part. Free shipping. If you spend over $49, you don't even have to spend $50. You spend over $49, I got you on shipping. SamShowNation.com, click the link, man. Click the link, and quite honestly, save up to 40% off all your pet needs. You know, plus shipping and handling, but that ain't got nothing to do with me. Unless you spend over $49. If you spend over $49, I got shipping. The Sam Show Nation got you on shipping, dude. That's a deal and a half, man. Go ahead. Rock that. Look out for your pets, man. Look out for your pets. Now with that, you know, I'm finna talk about some people I take care of all the time. In this next clip, this is me and super producer Tasha. And well, I ain't gonna build it up too much. Here it is, me and super producer Tasha. We finna get in all in your face. Here's next clip. But here's one thing we can't do this week with the podcast. I'm going to try to shovel the funny back. Is it something we tried on episode 100? It worked like gangbusters. We don't have a funny representative here, so we just gonna use.
I represent funny.
So we just gonna use.
Oh, for real, Sam?
Natasha, and we gonna talk about some breaking news.
A Kentucky fan offers his wife in exchange for Final Four tickets.
So last week's Final Four, Kentucky ended up winning. Mm-hmm. Read the story. What's going on?
One cash-strapped Kentucky Wildcats fan is so desperate to watch the team play for the Final Four this weekend, or last weekend, in New Orleans, that he offered up his wife on Craigslist in exchange for tickets. He said that she can make you speak 5 languages you never need to speak. He said in his ad, while he admits it's bad, he also says his wife is fine with the idea. Plus, who wouldn't want to do such a thing for Wildcats? Who happens to be the winningest record team in NCAA basketball?
So that I'm clear. A man put up his wife. Alright, you can do whatever the fuck you want with her. But you gotta give me Wildcats tickets. Alright, where are these tickets? Did they even say... Oh, no. He don't even care! He just want to be in the house!
He didn't say front row. He didn't say anywhere. He didn't say backstage pass. He didn't say nothing.
So it's an indecent proposal, but instead of $1 million, it's Wildcat tickets. Had I known this a week ago, I could have swung that.
And what would you have done with his wife?
She said you can make you speak five languages, huh? Just saying.
No Rosetta Stone.
Just saying.
So what would you do with your wife?
Oh, you got, like, crocheting shit to do.
Oh, shut up. You leave crocheting out of this. Crocheting.
Y'all can do some other, I don't know. I just want the fact that I got, you know, an extra motherfucker over here helping out. Maybe y'all two can cook.
She can't cook like me.
Well, y'all cook. The other one vacuum. Get some shit done around this out. Hell yeah.
You vacuum. I don't need no help from no other broad.
You ain't got help. You can sit down with me and podcast. This bitch go do it. We bought her with Wildcats tickets.
He didn't say that. Did he even say what game they had to be to?
It gotta be the, I think it had to be the Final Four game.
Like, okay, this game, that game, you know what I'm saying?
No, it was Final Four game. He did say that shit. Yeah, Final Four game. Alright, cool.
Oh, Lord.
That's not even $1 million. That's like, and if he just wanted to be at the house, that's a good $200-$300. I could have swung that.
That's it? I mean, I thought that would be less than that. Not saying that's it.
Nah. Final Four. If he in the house, at most, it would have been probably about like 300 just to get him in the house.
But we don't have to pay for his plane tickets or nothing.
I'm including that.
And she can come over here and clean up. That's cool.
Is it fucking Southwest flight? We own it. Southwest, the fucking bus of the skies? Oh, shit. Southwest is cheaper than Greyhound.
This is true.
Go Greyhound. They are not a sponsor. I just needed to say go Greyhound. All right, goddamn.
Don't plug any sponsor that's not yours. In new news, Spanish prostitutes tell bankers no loans, no love.
Can't tell you, I want to hear about this.
First prostitutes in Spain had to fend off barcode pimps. Imprinting
on... Whoa, wait. Go on, barcode pimp.
Imprinted ownership tattoos on them. Now, top shelf sex workers are organizing their own Occupy CTBA, Madrid's version of Wall Street, and denying sex to the nation's bankers until they start offering loans to financially burdened families. Financial professionals have tried to circumvent the sexy time stonewalling by posing as architects and engineers. But the ladies are onto them, claiming they'll continue their indefinite fiscal version of Sorry, y'all.
I like having you read the news in words you don't know.
Shut up. It says,
sound it out.
Lysistrata, until bankers fulfill their responsibilities to society. At Alex Dunn tweets, this is how to fight for financial sector reform and win. The ladies think they're on the right track. At any rate, with one worker stating, we don't think they can withstand much more.
All right, so let me get this straight.
Please, because this is, yeah.
For starters, those are the smartest pimps on the face of the goddamn planet.
Barcoding them is not smart.
Shit! First of all,
this is not property.
Yes, it is. If you are a pimp, yo ho, I saw pimps up hoes now.
I seen it too.
Yo pimp is your property. What better way to never have the argument? Yo bitch chose me. Hey nigga, read the barcode. There's a barcode. He has to buy one of those fucking guns from Target. That's my bitch. She has 00 pimp on her. She has the pimp fucking car on her.
You ain't about to tattoo no barcode on me.
It's the level of dedication.
You can't go in Macy's and pick me up off the rack.
Yes, he could.
Not a shirt.
God. All right, the Wall Street shit. That's more of a political coincidental thing. Those are some smart pimps, those pimps are fucking genius. Barcodes. Detroit need to get on that, guy.
No.
If you look, let's say times got hard and got some holes over here, and they have barcodes. You can scan who. All right. That pimp, that, alright, you belong on the corner of Woodward and 8 Mile. You belong on the corner, alright, if you belong on the corner of Woodward and 8 Mile, you're not really a hoe. This is like your first week. You're not going to any sketchy, alright, we're going real local to the Detroit audience here. If you on Woodward and 8 Mile, you just started. You gotta go to those skeechy neighborhoods. You gotta do some shit in Highland Park. You gotta do some shit on Modestick. Alright, now I'm naming names at this point. Modestick, you gotta do some shit on Chicago.
Oh, you Modestick, oh, that's the hood.
That's what I'm talking about. You gotta, cause if you start at Woodward and 8 Mile, this is your first day, you gotta be over there.
But my favorite part of this whole, the whole article is, we don't think they can hold out much longer. These men like vagina that much. They gonna start giving out loans just to get some prostitutes.
Yeah. Alright. Here's an article I read. And I should have printed it out. And it should be part of breaking news. And I saw something where they itemized the worth of body parts. Like your right arm.
Okay.
If you're right-handed, your right arm is worth $40,000 a year. Just to itemize what
just
it is.
GP.
Just off GP. Your left arm was about like 35. If you're right or left-handed in reverse, you know, depending on whatever you are, your head is priceless. Obviously, they broke down your legs. Your legs are about $80,000 a piece. Surprisingly enough, the vagina is worth $2,500.
Why is the vagina so low?
Now, immediately when I saw this, I wanted my fucking change. I wanted to call you and demand my change.
Change for what?
Because I know I have bought way more than $3,000 worth of shit. And I want my, just solely based on the vagina. For you.
You bought me over
$3,000 worth of shit to get vagina.
You just bought me stuff to get vagina. Name something you bought me just to get some.
That shirt.
What shirt?
That shirt.
I have a dress.
It's one of those shirt dressy things. I don't know what the fuck
it
is. I want my change.
No.
I want it.
You ain't bought me nothing over $3,000.
How about that car out there?
Dang it, I thought.
How about that car out there?
I'm just going to forget about
that. I want my change.
Nigga, no.
Believe it or not, the price of penis was surprisingly the penis, how much a penis costs to just have on you.
How much?
It was about $1,500. They broke it down, it was like.
Ain't no way, I told you there was no way that penis is worth more than a vagina.
Yes, but I know I bought over $3,000 worth
and
of shit,
I
and I want my change.
I bought over $1,500 worth of stuff, and I want my change.
Got a fucking roof over your head.
See what I'm saying? You full of crap.
And you have a car you're driving.
You full of crap.
Look. Okay. Next story on
the Now, all my fellas out there, they gonna want their change, man, when it comes down to that. Man, I'm having fun, and I hope you guys are having fun too in this dangerously unfunny week that we just went through. I assure you, we are gonna have a guest in here, and we're gonna do it up big time next week. We got some surprises in store for y'all. But one of the things I wanna do for y'all, I mean, it wouldn't be me if I ain't even do this for y'all. You know what? Even in the show like this, I have to do the live reads. You just heard the one earlier about PetSmart. Yeah, I said it right this time. PetSmart. But we're not talking about that. Let's say you want your change, right? We was talking about... You want your change.
And we were just talking about that. Fall, did you do? Look, American Express is a sponsor of ours. And I understand that originally they was here for dads and grads for graduating classes. And they were here for, they were here for Father's Day as well. But hey, guess what, man? School is about to start back again. I have been, personally, I have been invited to a few open houses. And what an open house is, for those who don't know, is when you seeing a dude or a woman who's going to college and you just see all of their achievements displayed and you have to help these achievements go on to I guess, you know, in their college life. And the first thing I did was I reached out to the good folks at American Express. American Express giving that gift card says a lot. It's not a credit card. You're not going to totally fuck up their credit. But they get a chance to buy as many ramen noodles as whatever you put on that card. So when it comes down to it, go to SamShowNation.com. Click the link for American Express. Get the gift card. It's a sweet gift card. I used it. I'm a personal experience. I use that gift card to give to somebody at their graduation ceremony on their way to college. Just to say, hey, here's X amount of dollars. I'm not going to tell you how much I gave them, but here's X amount of dollars. This is you. Start your college off right. And guess what? With this gift card, you don't get a mountain of debt. I know how I was in college, and the last thing you could have gave me as a gift is a credit card. But if you give a gift card, it is what it is. When it runs out, it runs out. You can buy everything you need off that gift card. Get yourself some ramen noodles. Get yourself whatever. Hey, if you got a few bucks left, hit a movie with some of your new friends you're going to meet at college. But you won't do any of this unless you go to SamShowNation.com, click the link to American Express, and get that special person a gift card. And you can personalize it any way you want. So at AmericanExpress.com, for all that you do, click American Express. We good? That sound good? Great. I got Super Producer looking at me, and she giving me the thumbs up. One of the things I want to do, we want to talk, you know, I was asked by her to put up the greatest hits because we got to make do for, you know, guests that didn't show up. So one of the things I want to do is do what normal radio does. I want to see, I got asked this a lot. It's like, Sam, what would you do if you was in the normal radio world? And I covered this on a podcast, and I thought it was one of the earlier ones. So a lot of my later listeners probably didn't hear this one, but when it comes down to it, this is a little taste of me in the radio world, terrestrial radio. No swearing, no nothing. And this is why I don't fit in. Y'all take a look at this, and y'all be the judge.
I hope that answers your question. This next question comes from a person I know. It's Toya from Mendota. Toya from Mendota writes, Sam, why are you always yelling? Well, Toya from Mendota, here's why I'm always yelling. I'm a shock jock. That's just what I am. I'm a shock jock. That's what we do. We get hype about a subject. When we get hype about a subject, we yell. We get excited. I can't sound like everyone else. I want to have my own voice in radio. See, if I sounded like everyone else, nobody would listen to this fucking podcast. No one. So, sometimes, they need a little angry little curmunching like myself. You know what? Fuck it. I got my brother on the board. Here's what we're gonna do. I want to sound like everybody else just to show her why I don't fucking belong in regular radio. Here's what I want you to do, dude. Here's what I want you to do. I got my brother on the mic. Brother on the board. He, for some reason, will never get on a fucking mic. One day, I'm going to have his ass on the mic. But for right now, he on the board. He makes the sound effects. He makes the music. He makes the little intros you hear. And he finds those and put it with the show. He does the sound check, so I'm not coming off too. All the technical shit he does. So what I want you to do right now, dude, I want you to give me 30 seconds of a hip-hop song and let me talk and then let me go into another hip-hop song. You get what I'm saying? Like, Give me the ending of one song. You point at me and give me about like a minute or some shit to talk. And then from there, we'll immediately go into the next song like a regular DJ. Can you do that? All right, cool. You got the hip hop song ready? You got it ready? You ready now? Go. I'm finna shut my mic off so this shit can play. You play yours. I'm gonna point to you. You point back to me when it's time to talk. All right, Toy. You see what we doing for you? We are trying to let you see what it would sound like if I was on regular radio. Okay. Ready? Here it is. Play it. I'm shutting off my mic right now. Go. Yeah, we back on the mic, WBLK, Black Radio out. That was my man, Aloe Black, with the song, I Need a Dollar. And that's some real shit coming from a real nigga, because sometimes I be broke out here, dawg. I got to hide and steal, you know, and sometimes I just need a dollar, dawg. We out here on Real Talk Radio, WBLK, Black Radio, for black people who listen to black music. And ever since, man, I've been trying to get my life right, dawg. I've been trying to get my life right ever since Obama won that shit a couple years ago, dawg. I've been just like him, man. I used to rob niggas, steal niggas, fuck girls behind the junior high, getting people pregnant, stabbing niggas with butter knives. But ever since then, man, Obama came in and started changing shit. And that's some change I can believe in. And ever since he won last year or some shit, you know, I've been trying to do is win. So I'm finna play this next song for my man DJ Khaled. All I do is win. Because ever since he won, I've been winning, dawg. WBLK, Black Radio, DJ Khaled, all I do is win. Holla!
DJ Khaled! Hey! Yeah! All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there!
I like that one. Man. Let's do the opposite of it. That would be like alternative music. Let me try something. Give me a song. You know, the same formula. Give me a song. Give me like 30 minutes of it or 30 seconds of it, and then from there, point to me so I could talk, and then and fade out with another song. All right. Alternative music. You got a song? You got all right. Cool. Yeah, that was Nightmare by Avenged Sevenfold. You're a fucking nightmare. Coming to you on the Alternative Extreme, WEXM, Extreme Radio. Coming for you, bungee jumpers, skateboarders, inline skates, whatever extreme sport you in, we play a soundtrack. Next song coming from Zach DeRosa and the boys, coming from Rage Against the Machine. Get on your knees on Extreme Radio.
Check, 1, 2. Oh, yeah. Oh. Check it and
That shit is hard on your voice, man. Fuck it. Keep it going. Keep it rock. Give me, like, classic rock. Can you give me two classic rock songs? So I can do the same shit? Yeah, this is, are you ready? Ready? Go. Yeah, yeah, you just heard us on WOLD, your home for classic rock, hits and oldies. That was Aerosmith leading off 2 for Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday, with same old song and dance. Still time, the boys! Do it! One more time for the same old song and dance. Coming up next, we're gonna have one from our good friends, Chicago with 26 or 6 to 4. Ha ha! On your classic hits, your home for rock and roll, WOLD. Fuck it, man. Let's keep it going. This is country music. Give me some shit from country music, man. I can do that shit. I can do that shit on country music. Alright, here it is. Give me some shit on country music. Ready? Alright.
We take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
Yeah, this is Country Music Radio at its best at WSPR, The Spur. On The Spur today, we're drinking our sarsaparillas. What you just heard was Luke Bryan with Rain is Good. Rain makes whiskey and whiskey does my make my baby frisky. Here on The Spur, Country Music at its best. Coming up, we're going to listen to... So let's get it done and listen to Big and Rich.
We're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along. Well, we flew through Cincinnati.
Yeah, alright, what other music? What other music categories we got left? Oh, pop music. Give me, whatever the two hot things from pop music. I can do it from there. Yeah.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
No, the party don't start till I walk in.
Don't stop. Make it pop.
I tell you, I just love that song. I just love that song. We're back on WFAG, The Fag. Yes, you heard me, WFAG, The Fag. And that was TikTok by Kesha, whose song is fabulous. I can't wait. Get my glow sticks, get my martini, and I get on the dance floor and TikTok and dance like there's no tomorrow. What we're going to do now, we're going to slow things down with someone who's just fierce, who's been blowing. Did I say blowing? I mean someone who's just hot on the chart. She's hotter than baked clams, man. And that is the fabulous Lady Gaga, who's fierce. Lady Gaga with Bad Romance. Ooh, I gotta dance.
Ra ra ah, ah, ah. Roma Roma ma, ga ga ooh la la. What's your bad romance?
Alright, I got one more in me. I got one more in me. Alright, get ready on that board, man. Get ready on that board. I think we're gonna do jazz. Let's do jazz. And I ended out with jazz, man. I ended. Get ready on the board, man. Get ready on the board. Alright, you ready? You got the sauce? Alright. Play it, man. Play it. Welcome back. You just caught Sam on the Quiet Storm. WJZZ, The Quiet Storm. That was Incognito with Deep Waters, and some people want to know why I talk like this and say the word Quiet Storm. That sound effect, every time I say the word Quiet Storm, sounds like this. I have to stretch my voice like this because I work in jazz, and everyone who knows that jazz performers or jazz artists talk like this on the radio when we talk about jazz. Coming up on JZZ, we're going to talk to our festival of announcements, and I'm going to go to a commercial break. Cause I gotta take a shit here on the Quiet Storm. Yeah, you heard that. You heard that sound. Quiet Storm. One more time. Before we jump in George Benson's Breezin', we're gonna say it one more time on the Quiet Storm. George Benson, Breezin', coming up next. Why I gotta take a shit. So I hope you see, Toy, in a roundabout way, that was me telling you why I do not belong in regular radio. That's it right there. That's it right there. I hope that answers your question. I really do. I really do hope that answers your question. So let me yell. Just let me yell, Toy. Just let me yell. Cause that's all I got. Would you rather be alright, first of all, I want to call no homo on that, the pop shit. On the pop shit, I gotta call no homo, but fuck it, y'all laugh. If you laugh, you just as bad as me, nigga. That is, alright, fuck it. And I offended God knows how many people. So, all angry letters, even you, Toy,
justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com.
Don't you? Wow, that was a trip down memory lane. I remember when, you know, Big Man used to run the boards till he read a couple of them tweets and emails and realized he should be on mic, and he never touched the wheels of steel ever since. Wow. Way to lose an employee. Thanks, Twitter. But when it comes down to it, that is my big brother, man. I'll show him some love, man. He'll be back on the show. Actually, you know what? We doing a lot next show. I get a little hit. He may even be here. He may even be here. May even not, you know, in his dramatically unfunny week. But hearing all that music made me remind, you know, it wants me to remind you guys, we are still in the midst of the SMS, the summer music series on the show, where we're having some of our guests stop in, kick out a few songs, we talk to them, and we, you know, we get a little behind the music on how, you know, we get our little of how they got started, and we hear some good music. But one of the people who's been sponsoring the SMS since day one is Mangrate. Hey, it's summer music. And sometimes with that summer music, you gotta add some summer grilling. When it comes down to it, Mangrate. What's a Mangrate, you wax? Mangrate is the ultimate grill enhancement system. Say what? Mangrate. With Mangrate, dude, seriously, whatever meat you cook, whether it be poultry, fish, steak, I'm a steak guy myself. When I get out of there on that grill, I'm cooking some steak. But guess what? With Mangrate, ultimate grilling system, ultimate grill enhancement system. What you do, you put the steak on there, you get steakhouse quality steaks right in your own backyard. Perfectly grilled. It has an even heat and reduced flare-ups. And Mangrate's cast iron design utilizes the radiant heat. I'm not a rocket scientist. Pretty much what that means is it's cooking its own juices, no grease, and no flare-ups. You don't want no charred and beat up meat when it comes down to that. No, you don't. With the Mangrate, you know, grilling enhancement system, one thing you can do is grill steakhouse quality steaks in your own backyard. And with, guess what, with Mangrate's design, as long as you keep it clean, it's virtually indestructible. And all of this stuff, it's made right here in America. That's right. It's made in America, man. It's made in America. That's the Mangrate design when it comes down to a heavy-duty cast iron design made in America. What else more can you ask from a grill? I'll tell you what else you can ask. How much it costs. I would ask that. You know, if I'm getting steakhouse quality steaks in my own backyard, I would ask how much it costs. Let me tell you how much it costs. $19.99 plus shipping. $19.95 plus shipping. $20? That's crackhead prices, man. The meat you buy is going to cost more than the Mangrate itself. Dude, steakhouse quality steaks right in your own backyard for only $20. And the only way you're going to get that kick-ass deal, you know, they asked me not to swear, but I'm going to swear, that fucking great deal, the only thing you can do, go to samshownation.com, click that link. And when you click the link, guess what? Go to Mangrate and you get the Sam Show special. For the SMS, they are sponsoring the show and you get the $19.99 offer plus shipping and handling. Mangrate, the ultimate grilling system. Dude, seriously, if you are serious about your grill, I threw a picture on me on Facebook grilling. At the time, I didn't have Mangrate and I had beat up fucking steaks. Guess what? I grilled since then, and I got steakhouse quality steaks. People are calling me to come over the next time I grill. So that's what I'm talking about. Mangrate, the grill enhancement system. Click the link under current promotions at shamshownation.com. Cook yourself some meat. Man, all this stuff about, you know, Mangrate in the summer and all that other good stuff, it makes me think, maybe we should get down to when we was talking about different music artists. This is a clip from one of the friends of the show, Big Ike. Me and him breaking down a Seal. You know, we breaking down Seal. You know Kiss From A Rose Seal? Yeah, that guy. Listen to us break him down, man. Here it is.
any plant, like the buying stuff, obviously, motherfucker. Right. Yeah, I would use a sponsor to help me out Valentine's Day. And then, if I really find myself in a snag, I just wait till it get real quiet and just...
Right.
He did it! Nigga, much uglier than me did it! It just look over. I need the words. This fucking song, just say the words to her. Just,
the words are not hard to know.
I don't know the words. All I know is baby. Then what he just yell it. Yup. I wouldn't say shit. I just let him talk.
I know old school Jodeci.
No, fuck that. Like that. You expect that. You don't expect Seal. No one does. No one expected Seal.
I don't think no chick would expect you.
Heidi Klum did. She went 10 years and didn't expect this motherfucker.
She did it.
She was blind.
She did it though.
Cause it's sealed.
Now she did it.
She was blind. She didn't see shit.
Hey man, love is powerful, man.
It gotta be powerful as hell to miss this. Like
it's the most powerful drug out there.
Yeah, you just walk over there. Yeah, man, you ever had some sealed love?
Wow.
Seal love. This is where
trash is picked up line I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, let's have some seal love tonight. And like you play Kiss from a Rose, that like you fuck up your face, like that day, like
that day.
Yeah, like apparently we're human, so we'll heal. I don't know what the fuck. Like you heal and shit, and you're good.
I guess that's the one black man that didn't know shit about couple.
No, that's not. I think you know what I think happened. It's appropriate he did the shit for the movie Batman. Cause didn't Two-Face start off that way? They threw some shit in his face. Like he just really got into the role. He's like, no, Seal! You're making a song for Batman! Oh shit. Oh goddamn.
Came into the game like that though.
Like a method actor. He just came in. I'm gonna be a Batman! It just got some razor blades and fucked his face up. Yeah, I'm scary as hell, yeah!
I forgot.
There's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason for everything.
Okay, what happened?
I forgot.
I would like to
know.
True life Hollywood stories. Okay, here's how Seal got like this.
I would watch it.
I would watch Seal's I want to know, one, the origin of how he got like this. Maybe Seal is a superhero. Because wow. Every superhero has some fucked up backstory. Usually your parents die, you fall in some vat of acid, you do something radioactive and you get powers. What if Seal's power is to just convince just gorgeous white bitches that he's the shit?
That's a hell of a power.
That's a hell of a power, but it only lasts for 10 years.
Then you go on to the next
one. It only lasts for 10 years.
You go on to the next one. Shit.
Okay. Other than the fact that he's blind. You think Seal, like Seal, but this is a Seal show at this point because Seal trusted.
Turned it into that too.
Yes.
Not me.
Yeah. You know what?
Sam did.
I just feel with a nation.
Wow.
A nation. 10 years we had to Seal and Heidi Klum. Not that I'm hating on them, but the day one.
But you are hating on.
No, I'm just reporting at this point.
Reporting?
I'm reporting because it's not hating because it's over. I'm just telling you how it went down. If it went down horribly, it is what it is. I'm just reporting. Hold on, I'll play this shit for myself. Where's the breaking news button? There's a lot of fucking buttons here. But anyway. Alright, I'm just reporting. So, hold on. Seal, Heidi Klum break up. From day one, everyone was waiting on this day. I have never seen a relationship where day one we was like.
Every white man was waiting on this day.
Every white guy was waiting on this day. Every black guy was like, really? Fuck that. Everyone was psyched. Was like, really?
Like, I got a shot.
Everyone felt better about them, like, if that motherfucker could do that. I know, I personally have said that phrase, referring to Seal, while dating a bitch.
that was totally out of my league. I'm not going to say her name because we're trying to get her on the show. I want to call it the Rogues Gallery Show. We're just going to put like five of my exes in a room with me, with mics, and I'm just sitting there and just watch what happens.
That's what's up. I would never do no shit like that, but that's what's up. Not me.
I was just like,
hell no.
I don't want to listen to that shit.
I'm straight.
But either way. So, Seal, since day one, we was all counting on this day.
Yeah.
Not necessarily hating on him, but we was just like.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I was rooting for the nigga.
I did root for him. I was confused.
I wasn't confused.
I was confused because I'm like, okay.
This is how I feel. I wasn't confused because every white woman want her at least one black man.
But that black man.
That was that one. She couldn't leave.
He didn't have a face.
Man, listen.
She was blind. I'll stick to my story. I'll put my name on it. She was
blind.
Love
is blind.
Shit, she's the embodiment of it, goddammit, because she did not blink at the... You know somebody told her, right?
Ain't nobody told her shit.
It took years! No one told her! You know you fucking see her, right?
Imagine her parents' face when she brought him into the crib.
Yes! Hey, mama, daddy, this is Seal.
Right. What the fuck is his real name? I know his mama ain't named him Seal.
I hope she did.
Wow.
You know he doesn't have a last name. He's just Seal what?
McLovin.
Just Seal. Just what? I would like to be Mr. Clune. Mr. Clune. Probably at work. Alright.
The father.
Yeah, the father, Mr. Clune. Hey, you know my daughter Heidi, right? Yeah.
She from over there too, ain't she?
Yeah. Yeah, you just probably at work the next day. Hey, you know my daughter Heidi, right? Yeah. You know, I had to put up a lot of shit. I had to put up with a lot of... I see him just going off at work.
Right.
Somebody who totally don't deserve it. Like, motherfucker gave him, like, the wrong coffee. Motherfucker gave him the wrong donut. Got his fucking lunch order wrong. And he just put him aside. You know what? I had to deal with a lot of shit in my life. I have a hot daughter that at least half the goddamn world, and I'm not fucking with you, at least half the world has jerked off to my daughter. And I have to carry this shit around
That's
knowing
the
this.
Second time you didn't talk about jerking off, dog. You be beating your meat, dog.
A little bit, I'm married. don't think that shit stops when you put on a ring.
Wow.
But anyway.
Honesty.
You want honesty, goddamn. You came to the right show. What? I mean, I make love, but sometimes you gotta... Sometimes you gotta release the poison.
Listen.
Just throwing it out there. I'm
throwing it right back. Okay? That's it. No more talk about that.
All I'm saying is, Heidi Klum, one of the highest bitches in the world, Mr. Klum just probably been. It's bad enough I have to deal with that shit. It's bad enough she brought a... do they call them niggas over there?
I don't think so. I think everybody loves everybody. Okay.
I don't think that. I really don't think that. I think it's stronger there for some reason.
England?
I think there's another name for it.
I don't know, man.
But either way, she brought, he probably said something like off kilter, where like what? Like, she brought one of those darker gentleman. Well, it's like, what? Alright, it's not racist, but why'd you have to emphasize
it's
it?
It's slightly racist.
It's like, it's not truly racist, but it's descriptive as hell.
It's something like that.
Okay, she brought one of those darker gentlemen over the house. He was missing a face and only has one
missing
name.
Missing a face.
His name. And what is that name? Seal. Like the animal? Yes, it's spelled exactly like the goddamn animal.
Yeah.
And I have been putting up with this shit. I'd be damned if you fuck up my coffee order one more time. I will go in your shit. And from that day, about, I don't know, 11 years ago, Mr. Clune has had his coffee order exactly right every goddamn
day. Definitely true.
Every goddamn every day is exactly how he wants.
I don't know where the hell you came up with that little idea you just had. But yeah, that's probably true.
That's probably true. Every day, his shit had to go right. Cause if he pulled sniper action, a Columbine, he just went on the loose and start stabbing people. Honestly, no one would blame him.
What?
No one would blame him! His son-in-law's claim to fame, okay, is Kiss from a Rose. At the time, his daughter was the most eligible bachelorette. It was to the point where she could have had anyone in the world, period. Period. 10 years ago. Now, we're not talking about modern day okay, Heidi Klum.
First of all, I cannot believe you still talking about Seal, dog.
Cause it's...
I know why. It's your long lost twin.
First of all, I have a face and a last name, goddamn.
Hey, y'all, Sam looks just like Seal, real shit.
You know, there's a picture of me that shows...
He don't have acid face.
If I had acid face... Like, Seal didn't use the acid face to his advantage. I would have just scared motherfuckers. No gun required. I would have just robbed them. Look at my face! Imagine, just take what you need, dog. Just take what you need.
Playing peekaboo with the kids.
Oh, I think that was one game he never was allowed to play.
Kids fucking.
Kids just. You know he had to explain that shit to his kids?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Alright, children. You're going to leave this house. And no one is going to look like me.
Ain't nothing worse than when Michael Jackson was taking the kids out with hoods on and shit.
You know what? The difference is between Michael Jackson and Seal. Okay, first of all, let's break down the differences between Michael Jackson and Seal.
I said the wrong shit.
Michael Jackson has a catalog of songs that we can all name and sing. We all know the words.
Yep.
Seal has one
that
we know. Seal
has fans.
He does. I'm one of them because I know that one Batman song.
You a Seal fan? I ain't never said I was a fan.
I am. I like the Batman song.
That one song was kind of banging.
I like the Batman song. So by you liking that song, you're a Seal fan. I was rooting for him on a personal level. Like first of all, you got Heidi
Klum. Like one song that Waka Flocka made. That round of applause shit. That's my shit.
You're not a Waka Flocka.
Hell no.
No, I'm saying I'm a fan of the one song, but I'm a fan of him personally. How the fuck did you do that?
Oh man, he's a pillar in the black community.
He is. He broke barriers, goddammit. He broke a lot of fucking barriers at one time. Seal.
She liked the girl next door too. She has that look of the girl.
Yeah, she had the girl next door look. And he's the nigga from under the stairs.
Wow. Only you would say that.
Hey
man, I hope y'all had fun today. Listen to some of our greatest hits, and in the wake of all the things that's happening in the world, hopefully this podcast, granted it was a composite podcast and some of the stuff we did in the past gave y'all something to smile about, gave y'all something to laugh about, made it okay to do it. At the very least, it lets y'all know that we coming with some new stuff next week, man. Granted, this was a best of, and, we kicked out some of our favorite hits. So, what I want to do today, before I get out of here, I got to talk about the granddaddy of them all, Amazon. If y'all liked what y'all just heard, you got to go to samshownation.com and click the Amazon link. Let's face it, you was going to go to Amazon anyway. And you was going to buy whatever you was going to buy. The only thing we do ask is that you go to samshownation.com and click the link and shop as you normally would. Everything you just heard came from the podcast and it was supported by you guys. So go through samshownation.com, click the Amazon link, shop and buy whatever you need as you normally would. That way you get whatever you was going to buy from Amazon and you support the podcast. And you bring on the free funny. Because I don't remember charging anybody anything to listen to me. And which is cool. Because iTunes and a lot of podcasts do charge per episode. I really don't care. I know there's a guy in a cubicle listening to me. I know there, like,
just reading your letters. I know there's a guy in a cubicle. I know there's a guy on an elliptical who waits until our podcast to listen to me on an elliptical. And that's just two people out of the, I guess, 200,000 people who listen to me. So, if anything, I want to tell all 2,000 of y'all, thank you. And we coming with the free funny, but the only way we can keep it going if you guys support us by going to our promotions or going on samshownation.com, clicking the link, going through Amazon. So thank you for that. As always, you can catch up with me and any other crew at our Twitter addresses. Mine personally is samshow11 on Twitter, or you can just go to samshownation.com and just click the link of whoever you want to talk to, or you can just go to the comments page all the way in the back. It's the last one. And you just have your questions, comments, or whatever. Or go to samshownation.com. You can go old school, you know, more people who just want to send an email, justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com, justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. But go to samshownation.com, and that is our one-stop shop for the podcast. Next week, we come with some new funny. We'll have some guests in. We'll do it right. I just hope y'all get over this week. Until then, I will holler at y'all next week. SamShowNation.com. Holler at us, y'all.